Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're with us today. We have a full house. We have four men of ministry, and our special guest today, Ron Archer. Ron, welcome. Glad to have you back. People loved you when you were here before, so we said, oh, let's try it again.
Oh, thank you. I think it's my hair that does it. I'm sure of that.
Probably so. And, of course, we've got the wonderful Chris Williams is here. Hey, Chris.
Hey, great to be here with you guys today.
And then Milan Yurkovich. Milan, you doing all right today?
I am, Steve. Just great to be with y'all.
As many folks know, Chris and I do Finding Freedom together. Milan and Kay and I do the Intimacy in Marriage Intensive. And we would absolutely love for you to join us. So please do look at the website, newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and you can find out about that. But right now, if you want to join us, we're going to be in the studio for 2 hours, and this is a little bit more testosterone than normal. So, you know, call in if you're a guy. You know, we'll talk football, whatever you need to talk, and hope and pray that something we say is going to make a difference in your life. That's what we're here for. 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. Now, let me just ask you, both Chris and Milan. I'm sensing a tremendous amount of malaise, or I don't know what you would call it, haze. But what are you guys hearing about how this extended time is affecting folks?
Yeah, there's this rubber band effect that's really difficult where I think for us, we kind of felt like things were relieving and kind of opening up again and getting our lives back to normal. And so then for, especially here in Southern California, as numbers have really increased, things are starting to shut back down. We had this little over-the-line baseball thing going on. That got shut down. And so it's much easier to turn a no into a yes than a yes into a no. And we're feeling a lot of that yes is turning back into no's. And it's just the word that keeps coming up for me is disruptive. But on a deeper level, it's just disappointing. And it's hard to deal with.
Yeah. What do you think, Milan? Anything from you?
Well, it's a continuation of a stress. And whenever people are stressed, they don't do well. And if they have no knowledge of emotional intelligence or relational intelligence, that is to build relationships wrapped around the reality of transparent emotions, they're in a world of hurt. They're absolutely in a world of hurt because they have no place to carry what they feel. And if they're not used to doing it before the stress, when the stress comes, they won't know how to do it then. So that's what people are up against. Addictions are really on the rise, and so people are turning to whatever they can do, as well as despondency and depression. They're not turning to that, but that's naturally happening. Well, so it's hard, Steve.
Well, I would say this, too. Look, if all of this has kind of brought out the worst in you, well, you're not alone. It's doing that to a lot of people. And so maybe some character defects, some things that aren't exactly right, maybe some things are starting to happen that, you know, you just didn't know they were there. Well, just take care of it. Get some help. You know, maybe this is the time when you could admit, I've got this extreme limitation in this one area. And so then you admit it, you deal with it, and you come out better. But if you don't deal with it, you come out worse. And your family really is impacted. All right. 1-800-229-3000. Ron Archer's our special guest today. The next time he's on, he won't be a special guest. He'll just be part of us. What Belief Can Do is his book. We have it. You could order it. What Belief Can Do.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, Steve Arterburn here. And at the break, Mylon was talking about, you know, sometimes it's not just you've got a character defect here. Mylon, what were you saying people ought to be aware of?
Well, stress is a great exposer. It exposes what we don't have. It shows us what we look like under pressure. And so often it's not an issue of character. It can be, absolutely, to your point. But additionally, it can simply be it exposes a lack of skill that nobody ever talked to me as a child. Nobody ever taught me mm-hmm. how to describe my emotions. And nobody ever asked me questions when I was a child. So I've never been used to sharing, or adolescent or young adult. And so how do I share with someone to do all the one another's of Scripture? I have to have vulnerability and awareness in order to be able to tell you where I'm burdened in order to have you help lift it. So we're not used to transparency. We hide. We're in shame often. So we don't like to share. We're not used to it.
So there, like I mentioned, finding freedom, that's a place you could learn some skills. And then also intimacy in marriage. I mean, we're teaching people stuff they didn't know that they didn't know.
Right.
And it's mm-hmm. it's really exciting to see these light bulbs come on. Mm. And what a great time. You don't have to travel. Get involved in one of these intensives, especially Every Man's Battle or Restore. There are marriages that are back together because of that Restore workshop.
Amen.
Where she's mm-hmm. hanging in there versus leaving. Well, let's go to our phones. And right now I'm going to talk with Tommy. Tommy listens on WTRJ. Tommy, how are you doing?
Absolutely modest, sir. Thank you for the call.
Well, what's going on in your life today? How could we help you today?
I've been married for over 25 years. I've been going through a divorce now for the last 2 years.
Why is that? What's the cause of the divorce? What is the cause of that divorce?
My wife told me I was not welcome there anymore. We had a dispute with a small child. We adopted children, and my 12-year-old son at the time had a little flare-up, and I sent him to his room. And in the process of me waiting on him going to go check on him to talk to him, he was still physically upset, so I was waiting for him to calm down. And my wife had come into the room and asked me, she said, "Have you go talk to him?" I went, "Yes, ma'am, I am. I said, let him calm down first." And she's the type of person that likes to speak in a very large tone, very angrily. And I said, "Baby, I'm trying to do it. Well, let him calm down, then I'll talk to him." She said, "You need to do it now." I said, "Please let me handle this." And she blew up and started hollering, so I just picked my overnight bag up. We're living in two different locations. I was staying with my children, taking them to church on the weekend, and coming back during the week, working, trying to put our income back up, because we made a very large buy, because she had to live in another part of the town where her family was. And
okay, Tommy.
That's another story in itself.
Okay, yes, Tommy. So I'm hearing you say that you're in a divorce proceeding for 2 years over one conversation about you delaying going in and talking to your son. It's surely that isn't the reason you guys are getting a divorce, or is it?
I totally agree. I totally agree. I do understand. The judge made a statement because I asked for counseling. He said, "I'm not going to order that because she is an angry woman. I can't do anything with her. I'm not going to waste her or my time either one." He can see
okay.
the anger. I don't understand that, though.
All right. So what's the question for us then?
My question is, I have been... I guess when I thought about the question I had for you, it's the same thing that I'm looking at. I'm doing everything I know to do. I have to wait on the Lord to work. I just want to make sure that is there anything that I can do to her now that would help her to be more available to my texts or my encouraging when I try to talk to her?
Well, let's start with Chris here, and see what he has to say. I'm thinking that if you have just been on hold for 2 years, it's going to be tough to get her attention. But Chris, anything here, and then we'll hear from Mylon.
This will sound a little bit crazy, I think, but I'm actually encouraged that it's 2 years, and here's why: because it's not finalized. And that if
Correct.
She was really motivated, she can probably push this thing through a little bit sooner. And obviously you're motivated to help her and to see if you can save this marriage. But I want to introduce something, Tommy, here. And I want to say that your wife is more overwhelmed than she is angry. However, she doesn't know what to do with being overwhelmed. I mean, you have adopted children. It sounds like she feels dismissed, and that may be pretty historical, but she feels overlooked and overwhelmed, and then she acts out in her protest, which looks like a lot of anger. And I would just be really curious, what is actually on her protest sign? If she had a sign and we could read it and she had a legitimate complaint, what would that be?
Well, she has struggled for me for years. I'm 67 now. She's 59. She's been trying to get me to retire. A lot of the things that I do is a ministry part for me that I like to help people. And she also does like to help people. That's the only thing we have in common that I realize. We're supposed to be opposite. We both have the same gift of wanting to help people. And it seems like it... what I've seen that I've done for his damage, I've actually taken away from my family helping people when I should have told them no and took care of my family. I mean, I'm
okay,
a workaholic.
Okay, that's great, great, great awareness.
Have you told her that?
Yes, sir. I've went as far as she wanted me to retire. I even went to her and I said, look, I said, sweetheart, I said, I'm at my wit's end now. I said, I'm willing to give up everything that I've been working for 50 years. I'll shut the door on it. I'll move down here. We'll rent this other place out or whatever we got to. And all she can say is, liar, liar, liar. You know, she don't believe nothing I say. So.
Well, just do it then.
I'm willing to try to work.
Well, why don't you just do it and let her see you do it versus...
I can't move in somewhere they won't let me. I've already closed the business down. I've retired the business. The only thing I'm doing now is... I have a benevolence mission that I take care of a lot of older people. That's what I do.
Okay.
So I'm not having a business as far as, you know, out doing that big stuff anymore.
All right. Let's hear from Mylon. I mean, he's worked with a lot of tough marriages and pulled a lot of them back from the brink. Mylon, what are you thinking?
Amen.
Well, Tommy, I would go in the direction that Chris was just going in, that underneath anger, there's a lot of emotions that precede that, but a lot of people are unaware of the anger. But you've given us a lot of context. A lot of people are unaware of the emotions underneath the anger, but you've given us some context. And, you know, your wife might be overwhelmed, anxious, panicky. She might feel unseen. She might feel like she doesn't have closeness. And so for the judge just to say she's an angry woman, pardon the pun, but it's a rush to judgment, because she's more than that. She's got hurt inside. If you were to get together with a marriage counselor that could look at, and oh, by the way, some of this overwhelmed, anxious, panicky feelings might be things she's felt before she ever knew you.
Yeah.
And that's important to understand. A lot of, we just don't reinvent new feelings. Often our early injuries and wounds carry with us. So I would get with a marriage counselor, and I would find somebody that could help you guys sit down and just ask her for a truce, and if we could kind of start over and get into a marriage counselor, so that they could help you learn what are the roots of this, your need to abandon your family so much, why you need to have the white hat on and be perhaps, it could be more than just wanting to help people. It's like, I like being liked. And then over on the other side, you know, what's going on with her panicky and her sense of being abandoned. So those would be a few things I would say. Those would be some roads I would go down.
One of the things I would recommend to you as you go forward, and if everything reconciles, is to make your decisions based upon the priority of permanence. As we all get busy, is one, God, your time with God is number one, your relationship with your wife, your children, then ministry. We get wrapped up in ministry being so important, but number one is your walk with God and then your spouse. And remember, she has a tattoo on her forehead, MMFI, make me feel important.
There you go. I would just say this. Probably talking is not going to do anything anymore. You move close, you don't move in. You tell her, I'm going to see this counselor, and I'm trying to do everything I can to grow my character and find a way to win your heart again. I hope you'll join me at some point. But it does seem like talking isn't helpful if she, every time you say something, she's saying liar, liar. So make good on the character development part, even though it may not be your character that is the biggest problem. It has to be some of the problem. My character's part of the problem in any conflict we have. I don't know what percentage. It doesn't matter. But do the work, and maybe she'll respond to the work.
And the last thing before we go, remember this one mantra is deliver on promises made. Whatever you say you're going to do, move heaven and earth to do it, because your credibility is on the line, and you want her to start believing that you and your word are the same person. So deliver on promises made.
All right, let's 1-800-229-3000. That's the phone number. Melissa from Arlington, WAVA is the station. Hi, Melissa. How are you today?
I am fabulous, and I am calling because, can you say corona malaise? We've all got it. Going through all day with some unbelievably good news for you guys. And it's going to make you feel bad at first, because 20 years ago, I was listening to your show. I had just become a new believer. I had literally heard the show once or twice, and I called in, and you guys were like, wait, you just became a Christian, and you just called in? We have people who have been calling in for years who never get in. Wow. And my question for you was, what should I do? My husband is not a believer. And I was a brand new believer, and you guys gave me amazing advice. And I remember you saying vividly, what are you afraid of? And I was like, whoa! And I was afraid of being rejected. And so I shared with him my faith. And for 20 years, I have the most amazing husband in the universe. He's just incredible. He's such an awesome guy. And I just knew he would make such a great soldier in God's army, but he just didn't, it was just not happening. And I would pray every time I could drag him to church, you know, God, just put your finger on him today. Let this be the day. Let him, you know, be overwhelmed with the presence of the Holy Spirit. Let him have a profound encounter with you. And our children all became uber Jesus freaks and are just amazing kids. And last year, at Thanksgiving, my husband became a believer. So, yay!
Unbelievable.
20 years of prayers. And I just want all the women out there who have been praying for either their kids or their husband and just thinking this is never going to happen, just don't give up. It's God's timing. And God was so good to me and so gracious, because I would sit in church, you know, week after week by myself, and Satan, total turd head, would just be like, oh, you think you're so cool, you lead this Bible study, and you just think you can't even get your husband to come to church. All these people probably think that, you know, you can't even keep a man, and yada, yada. And God would be like, shut up and leave her alone. You know, he gave me unbelievable grace, unbelievable peace about it. And then years later, I get this amazing Thanksgiving gift. So thank you for sticking with me 20 years ago.
Well, I tell you, I'm so, so glad that you called. It really makes my day, and I'm sure it's going to make the day of these guys, too. Let me send you a couple things. I'll send you two books. One, I'm going to send you Growth Has No Boundaries. This is John Townsend Henry Cloud's book, The Christian's Secret to a Deeper Spiritual Life. It's really great. It's based on how we grow, full of great, great scripture. And I'm going to send you Mylon Kay's book, How We Love, just to pull you guys closer together. I'll send this also to Tommy, How We Love. I think it'll really help him. I don't know of any book on marriage that has the impact of How We Love. as I said, it tells you about stuff you didn't even know you didn't know about. It's earth-shattering, and it is mind-boggling because there's so much light that you never knew you could have. 1-800-229-3000. We'll be back right after this. We'd love to talk to you. 1-800-229-3000.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back, and we are very happy that you're with us today. 1-800-229-3000. That's the phone number. You can get us on Facebook Live. You can watch us right now, and we'll do another program after this. You can watch us then. Ron's going to be joining me at Going Deeper at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Facebook Live. Love to have you come and join me for that. Also, any gift you send, gift of any amount, I will send you. Growth Has No Boundaries. And it is a wonderful book by Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, and would love for you to get a copy of that. Any amount, I'm going to send it to you. And I'm going to be announcing here very soon one of the coolest things going to happen in December. We're going to do an online intensive with John Townsend, Henry Cloud, Sheila Walsh, and Dr. Amen. And it's called The Brain, Boundaries, Battles, and the Bible. I had to figure out my B's there. Okay, there it is. That's what it is. I think you're going to love it, but we'll tell you more about that later. Let's go to Lori. She's calling us all the way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. WFIL is the station that she listens to. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Doing great, Lori. What's going on?
Well, thank you for taking my call. My
sure.
question is that I have been taking medication, and I've been on Zoloft, and ever since this pandemic started, and it seems as though I've become under so much stress, I don't know, and so much fear. I have fear of even just watching things on TV. I never had that problem, but I feel so overwhelmed due to everything that is happening around us. I am a believer. I'm a believer. And anyway, I've been taking, and since this happened, I started taking the Zoloft, and I started at like the 50 milligrams, and then it's been about 2 weeks now that I've been taking a 75 milligrams, and it seemed to help, but now I'm starting to experience the anxiety again, and it's just overwhelming sometimes.
Mm. Well, let me ask you this real quick, Lori. First of all, what's your question for us?
I guess basically my question is, how do you know if you're taking the right medication for you?
And yeah.
How do I know that this is right for me? Do I continue yeah. upping the dose? Like, what do I add something to it? I mean, obviously this is through a doctor, but I just wanted
right.
to call because I do listen to you guys, and I just wanted your opinion on
sure.
maybe what you would advise.
Now, is this your general doctor, your physician that's prescribing this for you?
Yes,
okay.
My general doctor, yes.
Well, we can't help you with the dosing issue, but the only thing I could suggest there, and we've got a couple other tips for you to deal with the anxiety, but on the medication thing, you might want to consider seeing a psychiatrist who specializes in medication. That's all they deal with is, you know, what is the best medication. They're up on the latest dosage and things like that. And I know that many general practitioners know a lot about this, but if you're doubting whether or not this is right, a psychiatrist might be the way for you to go. But the other thing I want to do, I want us to talk to you about adding some other things to your life that might help you with the anxiety. Mylon, you want to get us started on this? What else could she do that would help her through this very, very tough time?
Well, I think there's several things, but I do want to start, back at another spot, though. And 2 weeks is a startup period for when you start an antidepressant, and usually it takes longer than that for you to feel the effects. And then secondly, to reach a therapeutic dose. I'm not a doctor, but I know Zoloft therapeutic dose is closer to 200 than 75. So I don't know what your doctor, I would ask them and work with your doctor, because often they're the most effective when you hit a therapeutic dose. And so that's thought number one. You need to consult with the doctor and ask him all these questions. I've seen many people helped by antidepressants, so including myself. So they can be very helpful. But you know, we often don't know what to do in a world that is chaotic and falling apart. It scares us, and it should, Lori, scare us, except that the Lord talks about the world deteriorating before he comes again. And that is my hope in the midst of all of this, that it's in God's eyes, this is right on time. So I don't have extreme fear here. I trust God and then ask him to give me the wisdom in relationships to receive comfort and to find other human beings to comfort me and to process my thoughts. And I think you have to find the right people that can empathize and love you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of the things I heard you say, ma'am, was you spend a lot of time watching the news.
Yeah.
And if you're watching the news a lot, the negativity, the fear-mongering that goes on will affect you emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want you to think about there's two people inside of you. There's the faith you and the fear you. And whichever one you're feeding the most is going to kind of dominate your feelings and your personality. So maybe you want to cut back down on the news that you're watching and spend more time in abiding with your praise and
worship
music.
We'll be back.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the Transformation Welcome Gift, which includes a personal-sized Life Recovery Bible, a Life Recovery Journal, and 5 Life Recovery Workbooks. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life Video Library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops.
I did go to Take Your Life Back. That's been immensely helpful to me. That's why I continue to support the ministry with the hope that it, not only am I helping my own situation, that I'm helping others as well.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and you know, we talk a lot here, but I think everybody on the program has done a lot too to grow in character. I know I go to counseling, my wife and I go to counseling, we believe in counseling. One of the other things that we believe in are these intensive experiences, and this Saturday is every man's battle. You don't have to travel, you can go online, and you're going to be shocked at the turnaround in your life. You go from this situation of bad little boy looking at dirty pictures to a man of integrity. You're proud of yourself. You're not doing something to feel good. You're doing something to feel good about yourself. The dynamic is created. Bad little boy and angry mother for the wife. That doesn't work in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could step up, do the courageous thing, and join these other men at Every Man's Battle, it really could change everything for you. The number is 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I want to mention one other thing for you. July 31st and August 1st, Promise Keepers. I was fortunate enough to be a speaker for Promise Keepers. You'll see me speak. And then I conducted a panel We had a panel with Nicole Nordeman, Dr. Sherry Keffer, and two other of our network therapists, and that's going to air July 31st and August 1st. Go to PromiseKeepers.com and find out all about that. Now, Ron, you had another comment before we move on.
Yeah, it's about the anxiety that people are feeling with all of the COVID-19 anxiety, and people are fixated on the news. They're watching the news 24/7 and wondering why they feel so depressed and anxious. And so you have two things going on. You have the faith part of you and the fear part of you. And so when you focus on the news and all the devastation that's going on, you need to have a morning routine. Your alpha state, when you first wake up, your mind is so susceptible. Get in that praise and worship, read, you know, your daily devotion. Have more time with God. It's called abiding, and you will feel an impact upon your personality. You won't. That you'll be in it, but not of it. Let me repeat that: you'll be in it, but not of it,
there
because
you
are covered through your routine.
All right, very good.
Yeah, that's really good, Ron. Because let's just make this crystal clear: the news that you are watching has no interest whatsoever in your emotional, relational, mental, or spiritual health. And they cannot, or nor will they, help you there.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right. We will. All you have to do is call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. How about we, let's go to Samantha, Orlando, Florida, WTLN is the station she listens to. Hi, Samantha, welcome to New Life. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
How could we help today?
Okay, last week I seem to have a question, and it seems like this week, it's, I don't know if it's really the same question, but it's on the same thing.
Okay.
I have a 27-year-old that living with his girlfriend, and I'm not real happy about that. But he's only known her since maybe about the beginning of November, and he got asked to move in, or since he spent so much time over at her mother's house and staying there, that he said it was the mother that had asked, or she had asked, the girlfriend had asked mom, and mom said it was okay.
Okay.
And I guess it was just to be able to keep, I guess, her there. I guess.
All right, so what's the question for us?
The question is I don't know how to handle that part. I can handle the girlfriend and boyfriend part of it. But handling the part that they're living together and trying to talk to him, reality of life, that, you know, this is not good. And it seems like when I talk to him, he doesn't want to listen because he's always in a rush, and she's always with him. He says, whatever you say to me, you say it to her too.
Okay, so your son is kind of, all the stress and pressure of responsible living's been taken off. He's got a place to stay, got a girlfriend he's living with. It's hard for a guy that isn't truly committed to quote unquote the way to hear a mom speak into that situation. And, of course, he sounds like a very passive guy putting it off on her. Chris, you have a thought on this? Get us started with her.
I just have a question. Where's Dad in the picture?
Yeah, there you go.
Dad and I are married. Dad and I are fine. Dad and I are, you know, we're having our problems and everything. And it's just, we're kind of like hinting at certain stuff. And he just says, he's an adult.
Okay.
That's it.
So, Samantha, really quickly, with your son, what is your biggest fear?
Understanding that, you know, there's going to be problems down the line as far as, you know, who wants to take care of who. Not take care of, who wants to, it seems like she's kind of like in charge of things in a way.
Uh-huh. So let me clarify that. So you're afraid that your son, his life is going to be controlled by his girlfriend or his girlfriend's mom?
I wouldn't say controlled. Like, I knew that he was passive. And I'm kind of a middle person. You know, I'm not black or white. I'm not a type A. But, you know, if it comes, it comes. And if it goes, it goes. Okay, okay. And type of stuff like that. I just want him to have a fulfilled life.
Okay.
Having a girlfriend, to me, is not a problem.
Okay, so let me go here for a moment. So you're afraid that he won't have a fulfilled life, that, again, like his life is being, I don't know if it's controlled, whatever the case. But, Samantha, I think the best thing for you is to get in touch with what your fear is around your son. And I want you to talk to him not about what he's doing, but what you're experiencing and what you want for him, but also just supporting his, you know, him as a human being. And helping him find his voice. Because if he feels controlled, he'll just go to another controlling relationship. And so he does need to call out that passivity within himself. But I think if you express it as your concern and your fear without it being like, hey, you're doing, you know, trying to control him, then part of the really difficult task of parenting an adult child, and I think Mylan and the rest could speak more clearly to this because I'm not there yet, but it's the process of letting our children go and making their decisions as an adult.
Yeah. Mylan, could you address that about... Could you address that, Mylan, about... I mean, he's a 27-year-old young man. Oh. He is an adult. And she's talking as if, you know, she has some kind of influence on this 27-year-old adult, and it doesn't sound like there's much.
Well, Samantha, I thought I just heard you say that you've been told that many times. Is that correct?
As far as letting him go.
Right.
And he's been out on his own since his early 20s.
Okay, so Samantha, here's the deal. He's no longer under your influence, and if every time you talk to him, you're trying to correct his directions and straighten him out or wrangle him in, even if your motivations are biblical, even if your heart says, I want him to follow God, it won't work. You're going to have to work on establishing a relationship with him that is a relationship of care and concern about him as a person, and his girlfriend as a person. I would dare say that the most important thing we can ever share with people first is ultimately the gospel, because if they don't hear the gospel, then and they don't receive the gospel, and if they don't know who this Jesus is, then they won't know what he wants for them to do to follow him. So we have to really ask, where are we starting? If we don't even know if he is a believer, and then we're telling them to behave as a believer, that's really a tough spot to be in. So it's kind of a catch 22 for you, but I would just say, love him and care for him and don't correct him.
Yeah, tough thing. And I know that it's always hard. Let me send you a copy of this little book, Growth Has No Boundaries. And it might be something that you and your husband could go through, because it sounds like your husband needs to be an influence. Not a don't do this anymore influence, but trying to develop a connection that maybe he's lost, and then he starts to care about the values that you guys have. That's what we'd love to see. 1-800-229-3000. We've got another program right after this. We'll take a break, come back for our final segment on New Life Live. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need some help. We're right here.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. A lot of people struggling with kids who've gone astray and really don't care about our values. Ron, you have a thought about that?
Yeah. One of the things we practice in our organization is per situational parenting, and that is children's change and develop in different age groups. Your style of parenting also has to change to their adaptation. So when they're young, you practice command and control, right? You want to command them and control them because they need that kind of boundary management. As they get into their teenage years, you want to become more of a coach. But as they leave your house, you now must become a consultant. You no longer have command and control. Sometimes even coaching isn't going to be available. You must now just be a great listener where they feel as though you value them. So I want you to practice for those parents who are dealing with that. It's called the PAR approach. One, P, probe with non-threatening questions to understand where they are. A, align to validate their reality. You don't have to agree with it, but just let them know that they're heard. And then R means you raise the level of intimacy so that you can really have an impact upon them. If you can't connect, you can't transform.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Love that. PAR. Perfect. All right. 1-800-229-3000 if you want to join us. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need some help. You know, we've had this matching fund. We had $370,000. All of it's been matched except $44,000. You can still give, and you're giving will be doubled. And rather than help one person, you're helping two, or two, you're helping four. Call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We want to continue to do what we're doing, reaching out, helping people, and we do it through our intensives. We've got Every Man's Battle this weekend. We do it through radio. We have a network of counselors. We have resources available. And one of our resources here that we have today, because Dr. Ron Archer's with us, What Belief Can Do, you can call, order that at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. As I said, if you want to join us on the next program, 1-800-229-3000. Let's go to Lynette. She listens on KRKS. How are you, Lynette? How's it going?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Good. How can we help you today?
Just here with my daughter. She is an adult. I was staying with her while I'm renovating a new home, and ended up finding myself leaving in disbelief of, I basically put my two cents in, I guess, where I should not have, and her behavior has changed. She works in the nursing field, and so she has been very stressed out lately, so I've tried to be support for her, and, you know, especially with this pandemic going on, and be there for my granddaughter, which she is a single parent. And I noticed her behavior had started changing, and she is single, but she started drinking again and going on some websites and kind of running around. And I'm, you know, was staying with her, which my granddaughter, who is 13 now, I guess I was a little concerned about her, the way she was acting, and I said something that, you know, are you sure this is safe? And she got very angry at me, and unbelievable, the next day I was leaving.
That's got to be very hurtful.
A little emotional. Yeah.
Yeah, so hurtful.
And I think because of my background, a single parent of three children, I worked very hard. I have a son in Alabama.
Okay, so just stick with this. So just stick with this. How could we help you here? What's your question for us?
Well, I'm wondering, do I just back off now? I mean, I know I'm supposed to be a listener. I'm kind of up in arms of going, now what do I do?
Yeah.
You know, with this behavior of, because if I keep calling her or texting her or something, I've noticed that made her very angry. My granddaughter's birthday was on the 7th, which I missed. And she made sure I was not a part of, which just devastated.
Well, so
what's your question?
What do you do now? Yeah, it sounds like to me that she said, I want no part of the correcting mom, and if you want to see your granddaughter, you're really going to have to increase that intimacy, as Ron was talking about. Chris, you have a thought here? Looks like you do.
Lynette, I just think that I would look first and foremost at what's going on inside of you, that there seems to be a lot of guilt and fear that you're carrying around about the past. You had mentioned being a single parent and worrying that, you know, maybe something you did or didn't do is now impacting your children today. I think it's really important that you try your best to unhook that, meaning this. It's not to say that we as parents don't have an impact on our children that lasts, but when we parent from that place or when we communicate from that place, we're communicating from our guilt, not for their concern. So it comes out as our fear. And so what I want you to be able to do is let yourself off the hook for your daughter's behavior today. It's not a reflection of you, and it's not a reflection of who you are. And I would start there and be like, hey, this is, I love her, and her behavior, again, is not determining whether I'm a good or bad mom, or I was a good or bad mom.
Yeah.
Right. And
again, when the connection is broken, we've got to build the connection back, and you're not going to do that by always pointing out what she's not doing. But look, if she's an unfit mom, if it gets to that point, you've got a whole other situation there where, you know, you may be the only person that's aware of what she's doing. But I'll tell you, it's really tricky. And Mylon, we've seen folks lose access to grandchildren because they stepped in and maybe kind of a jolting approach of criticism versus trying to get the connection before they want to correct something or put their negative two cents in.
Well, very tough. And I'll just say this quickly because we're closing. You know, of course we're alarmed if we see our grown adults, offspring, doing things that we feel are alarming. And at some level, what does a person do when they are questioned, or what does a person's response when we offer an opinion? And what her daughter did was she went to an all bad place, a good bad split here. And this bad place is indicative of how her daughter operates in life. Things are either all good or they're all bad. And so I would sit down with my daughter and I would just say, or I'd ask her, I just want to understand what happened inside you.
There you go.
Let me know when you're ready to have that talk. And because really what I had to do and I'm still doing is developing, to Ron's point, what is my adult relationship with my adult offspring going to be, you know, my kids? And that's different than when they were kids and teenagers, you know. So, and that takes work all the time. It takes work all the time to maintain that relationship. So I'd ask her what happened.
Yeah. All right. Great, great advice there. I'm going to send you How We Love Our Kids. And, you know, all that information from How We Love is just put into that relationship. But we have to adjust. We have to adjust when these kids move into their early 20s and then their late 20s. Got to be a different kind of relationship, or they're just going to resent it and break it off. Let me mention this Saturday, every weekend we've got something going. This Saturday, Every Man's Battle. The Saturday after that, the 25th of July, Intimacy in Marriage. And here, what a great thing if he goes to Every Man's Battle and then both of you, Intimacy in Marriage, July 25th. Lose It for Life, August 1st. Finding Freedom, August the 8th. Man, we're just busy around here. If you need some help, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Counselors all over this country, we could help you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Join us for the next program, 1-800-229-3000. See ya. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.